राधा जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ जय गिरि वरधारी जय गिरि वरधारी जय गिरि वरधारी जय गिरि जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जन रञ्जन जय ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीर वनचारी कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्षे श्रीमद इस डिवाइन गुरु श्रील भाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविध संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्षे श्रीमद इस डिवाइन गुरु श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 1 क्वेश्चंस बाय द सेजेस टेक्स्ट 14 आपन्ना संस्रति घोराम यन्नाम विवशो गृणन् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यत् बिभेति स्वयं भयम् आपन्न संसृतेर्घोराम यन्नाम विवशो गृणन् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यत् बिभेति स्वयं भयम् आपन्न संसृतेर्घोराम यन्नाम विवशो गृणन् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यत् बिभेति स्वयं भयम् आपन्न संसृतेर्घोराम यन्नाम विवशो गृणन् ततः सद्यो विमुच्येत यत् बिभेति स्वयं भयम्
संस्कृतिं घोरा
माताजी Apanna, being entangled, samsmritim, in the hurdle of birth and death, ghoram, too complicated, yat, what, nama, the absolute name, vivasha, unconsciously, grinan, chanting, Tataha, from that, Sadhyaha, at once, Vimucheta, gets freedom, Yat, that which, Bibheti, fears, Swayam, personally, Bhayam, fear itself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Vasudev, or Lord Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is a supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa and others were very powerful living entities, were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudev has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. Everything is related to him, and everything has its identity in Him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna Himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone therefore can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, even in the midst of the greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. So this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, consisting of the questions by the sages, this particular verse describes about the glories of the holy name. Yannama vivasha grinan jana sadya vimucheta yat vibheti swayam bhayam. That the holy name is so powerful that it can destroy and dissipate any fear which one may have. And Krishna is non-different from His holy name. So, I'll speak briefly from Chaitanya Charitamrita on Talila. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared specifically for establishing the glories of the holy name in order to introduce the Braj Bhakti. Kalena Brindavana Keli Varta Lupteti Tvam Khyapayitum Vishishya Kripamratena Abhishyascha Devas Tatraiva Rupamcha Sanatanamcha. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. He was the youngest amongst the Goswamis who arrived in Sri Vrindavan Dham as late as 1541 only. But the mission of establishing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's institution within Vrindavan Dham was headed by Rupa and Sanatan Goswami Pad, who came to Vrindavan around 1516. And their main mission was Kalena Vrindavana Keli. Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan had been forgotten. Lupteti. Tvam Khyapayatum. So when Mahmud of Ghazni attacked India and especially Mathura in 1000 AD, all the various temples and deities which were established by Vajranab, the grandson of Krishna, they were lost. Many of the deities were hidden under the ground out of fear of being attacked. The temples were destroyed. So Vrindavan, around 1500 AD, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first went there, did not resemble at all the Vrindavan the way we know today. If you asked people what is Krishna and did these pastimes of Krishna happen here, many of the people there would not even know that. And therefore Kaviraj Goswami quotes this, Kalena Vrindavana Keli Varta Lupteti. The connection between Krishna and Vrindavan Dham was forgotten over the period of the 500 years. And because when we go to Vrindavan today, we see it so vibrant, we may think that Vrindavan was always like this. But at that point of time, the pastimes of Vrindavan were hidden, forgotten. A puddle of water in a rice paddy field. And Mahaprabhu is asking the farmer, what is this? And he is thinking it is just his paddy field. And Mahaprabhu has to reveal, this is Radha Kund. So Mahaprabhu spent almost a month in that period when he entered on the Kartik Purnima of 1515. And for that month, he just went around Vrindavan, pointing out which are the prominent holy places. And thanks to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's effort, he insisted on Sanatan Goswami Pad and Rupa Goswami Pad to come to Vrindavan and establish all the holy places of Sri Vrindavan Dham, establish seva to the Lord, establish the temples. Why? So that the mood of Vrindavan could be remembered by the fallen souls in the age of Kali. And what is the mood of Vrindavan? The mood of Vrindavan is simply how I can serve Krishna and how can I please Krishna. That is the theme of Vrindavan. That is the only vibration which resonates in every atom and atomic fraction within the entirety of Vrindavan Dham. Every living and non-living being in Sri Vrindavan Dham, every speck of dust is simply contemplating only these two questions: how to serve Krishna and how to please Krishna. And therefore this question has been encapsulated in the form of the Maha Mantra. O divine energy of the Lord Hare, all attractive Krishna, please engage me in your service. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a clarion call, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, which means every moment our mind should be obsessed not with the thoughts of this world, but only with the thoughts of how can I serve and please Krishna every moment, and thus experience the mood of Vrindavan within this world. Mahaprabhu specifically came to demonstrate how you can create Vrindavan within your home. How to convert your home into Vrindavan. So as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India, he goes to the house of Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. And then he says, Ghore Krishna bhaji more kora ashirvade, nila chale asi jena tomar prasade. Mahaprabhu tells to Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, please give me your blessing so that I can come back after traveling to South India and I can reside in Jagannath Puri. So Srila Prabhupada in his purport asks a question. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Sannyasi is seeking blessings of a grihastha. But then Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given equal opportunity to everyone to respond to these two questions. How can I serve Krishna and how can I please Krishna? The question and the answer to these is not the prerogative of any particular ashram, caste, sex, color, race, creed or denomination, because this is the natural outpouring which springs from the eternal soul. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeking blessings of Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. Nila chale asi jena tomar prasade. By your mercy, by your grace. And then Sarabhaum Bhattacharya gives his best wishes to the Lord when Mahaprabhu, before coming to Jagannath Puri, in Navadvip he goes to the house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya has prepared a huge feast. And in that feast, all kinds of items have been made. And just for Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya prepared 700 kilos of rice. And he made more than 150 types of vegetables. And when Mahaprabhu enters and he sees this huge feast laid out in front of him, Mahaprabhu is in great ecstasy. And he is in ecstasy not because I am going to eat. Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy because how the deity of Krishna in their home is being satisfied. And Mahaprabhu says, Oiche anna ye Krishna ke korai bhojan, janme janme shire dharo tahar charan. And Mahaprabhu says, people may think practicing bhakti is difficult, but practicing bhakti is very simple. And just as he says, if someone, whether people have time for bhajan or not, they have to take out time for bhojan. You cannot avoid that. I was visiting somebody's house and stayed the night many years ago somewhere, you know, in another part of the world. And then in the morning they asked me, why don't you give Bhagavatam class? And so I said, okay, give me, you know, your sixth canto. So then they brought the whole Bhagavatam set as it is with plastic cover on. And they started removing plastic cover right in front of me. I said, you never opened the Bhagavatam? How many years back you got it? And they said, we were waiting for you only. And so many people confess they find it difficult to read books. They find it difficult to allocate time to chant on a regular basis, and it's not so easy. But Mahaprabhu says, "Arey, every day you have to eat. Let us go to the lowest common denominator. Just offer whatever you cook to the Lord. Aiche anna ye Krishna ke karaye bhojan, janme janme shire dharo, tahara charan." Mahaprabhu says, just by cooking and offering to the Lord, life after life, I take the dust of the feet of such a devotee on my head. If the wife is cooking, husband will also get benefit. The home becomes Vrindavan. So that is the whole idea of how to transform the consciousness. And therefore, material education is centered around transforming and changing the circumstances, controlling the circumstances. Science, technology, and all the material subject matters, even in the Vedic literatures, they are all concerned about how to better control material situation, material circumstances. But spiritual education is all about how to transform your consciousness. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came to emphasize on how we can better control our consciousness. And the highest expression, or as they say, the suprememost health of one's consciousness, because I see doctors in the audience, the suprememost health in the of the consciousness is demonstrated when the consciousness is constantly absorbed in thinking about how to serve and please Krishna, whether in the midst of prosperity or adversity. And that's what the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is centered about. Mahavipattav samsare yahasmaret madhusudana vipattav tasya sampatti bhavet ityaha Shankara. In the midst of Mahavipatti, a great calamity, one who remembers Krishna. So sometimes in the midst of prosperity, it may be easier to remember Krishna. In the midst of calamity, one may start questioning why the calamity has come. So vipattav, that calamity, tasya sampatti, becomes a source of his opulence. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came not to transform society's actions, but to transform the consciousness of the society. And therefore, we are in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Ei rupe achandale kirtana sanchare Nama prema mala gonthi podaila samsare. So Mahaprabhu comes with a garland which is filled and beautified with flowers of love. That flowers of love are strung on the thread or the string of the holy name. So holy name is that string on which the flowers of love are decorated. And Mahaprabhu comes to garland the entire universe with this consciousness, to transform the bad smelling consciousness of I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, I am the doer. Remove that bad smell and transform it with the positive, fragrant smell of how can I serve you and how can I please you, my dear Lord? Kumana sumanastvam hi yati yasya padabjayoho sumano arpana matrena tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. Kaviraj Goswami gives a beautiful description. He says, all of us in the conditioned state are experiencing kumana. Kumana means impure mind. How to convert and transform the impure mind into sumana, into a pure mind? Yati yasya padabjayoho. It is possible by approaching the lotus feet of Krishna. And approaching Krishna's lotus feet is not difficult. Sumano arpana matrena. Simply by offering suman, which is a little bit of flower. Suman also means in Sanskrit, flower. Suman also means transformed mind. So sumana has these two meanings. So how can we convert the kumana into sumana? Simply by offering sumana, flower, at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sumano arpana matrena tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 6 years traveling all across India, preaching the glories of the holy name, but spent 18 years in Jagannath Puri, tasting the power of the holy name, tasting the nectar of the holy name in Gambhira. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to demonstrate the power of the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. How much taste and power is there in the holy name. But this taste in the holy name is not like some kind of a focus or concentration of a mystic yogi. The taste is ultimately dependent on what we are asking for. Just like in prasad, if you like some item, then you will call for that item with more ecstasy or more enthusiasm. And if you do not like something, you do not have taste for it, then you may not ask for that item. You will be reluctant. Right? Many years ago in our VTA lectures, we started shloka recitation every Friday morning. And in order to inspire people to come, we decided we will distribute sweet rice at the end. And as soon as we announced that, attendance became full. But then, you know, I got busy with other things, and so the shloka recitation class stopped. And then, 10 years later, I found out that sweet rice distribution is still going on. When you have taste, then you call out. So therefore, the intensity of your prayer or your call or your message will depend on how much taste you have for what you are asking for. So therefore, spiritual life is very beautifully designed in the form of karma yoga. If your aspiration is achievement, so Krishna says, better you go for karma yoga because that is what you are passionate about. My achievement. Go for karma yoga. If you have taste in acquiring knowledge, more and more knowledge, and using your intelligence to process everything and solve your problems in life, then you go for Jnana Yoga, and it will be natural. If you have taste for perfection and perfect control of the mind and achieving various mystic perfections, and your taste for that, go for Ashtanga Yoga.
But in all of these three, the advantage is you feel some portion, some nourishment for the ego. Something is there for the ego. Some breakfast, some lunch, some dinner is available. But if you are going for bhakti yoga, you must remember that path is Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi for the ego. And therefore, before jumping into it, understand what are the pros and cons. Because we are aspiring to become Das, Sevak. We agree to be moved by the will of others. We have taste in the uncertainty involved in that kind of a relationship. Like the gopis of Vrindavan, like the Brajavasis in Vrindavan. Serving Govardhan, serving Indra, Indra Puja, and suddenly Krishna says, no, not Indra, Giriraj. And they say, okay. So therefore, when we talk about developing taste in the holy name is only a prayer. And that prayer is, how can I be engaged in service? So the more fundamental question is, how to develop taste in serving the will of others? And so when we develop taste in serving the will of others, and we actually feel nourished by that, so we feel more intensity and genuine call while crying out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his pastimes in Navadvip, in Jagannath Puri, he has demonstrated that the essence of all my teachings is first, Name Ruchi, second, Vaishnav Seva, then Jivedaya. That means Name Ruchi means I am crying out, please engage me, please engage me, please engage me. When someone responds, we are enthusiastic about it. We follow through and we engage. And then we feel satisfied and we want to share that with others. So this is a beautiful, you know, understanding of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually allowed each one of us to taste the joy in serving the desires of the Vaishnavas. And so Mahaprabhu would himself become the servant of the devotees. Mahaprabhu would himself start serving prasadam to devotees. And Prataprudra Maharaj, when he saw Mahaprabhu serving to everybody, he got bewildered and he asked Sarabhaum Bhattacharya that Tirthera Vedan Kahana Kaya Khaiba Annapan. When someone comes to holy place, he must fast. But I see Mahaprabhu and associates feasting first. So in response, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya says that yes, as far as scripture is concerned, fasting is recommended. Ishvara Paroksha Agya Kaun Uposhan. But Mahaprabhu himself is serving, who will do fasting? So Mahaprabhu was engaged in thus serving the devotees constantly. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very clearly and emphatically demonstrated that if we want to advance in developing our absorption in the chanting of the holy names, we have to increase and improve our service attitude to serve the Vaishnavas. And therefore here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in great anxiety and he looks at Thakur Haridas and he says, Haridas koli kale jabana apar go brahmana himsa kore mahadurachar. O Haridas, how will people of this world be delivered? Because in Kali Yuga, everyone is engaged in durachar. Go brahmana himsa kore mahadurachar. So Prabhupada mentions there are two types of violence. The first type of violence is killing the brahmana, killing the cows. The second type of violence is insulting the devotees. So killing the cow and insulting devotees, both are different types of violence which we must avoid. Go brahmana himsa kore mahadurachar. But it is a very common thing in this age of Kali. So Mahaprabhu in great anxiety asks Thakur Haridas, Iha sabar ko namate hoi benistar tahar hetu na dekhiye e dukh apar. Iha sabara kon mate hoibe nistar. How will everyone be delivered? Oh Thakur, please tell us. E dukkha apar. Seeing this, I am experiencing great distress. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that the duty of every advanced and cultured Indian is to take this cause very seriously and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Prabhupada mentions that this age of Kali is such that people are simply engrossed in sense gratification, thinking this is absolutely normal. They think this is absolutely normal and they have no idea what to do, what not to do. Sense gratification, influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance, has become the standard. And therefore, when Srila Prabhupada went to the West and then he saw how people are engrossed in various kinds of sense gratification, he developed or he expressed his compassion in the form of beautiful prayers. And then he was acting in ways to serve them, to uplift them. So Srila Saraswati Thakur also wrote in a list of instructions for his preachers, do not try to instruct them from a position of superiority, but uplift them with a mood and sense of compassion. Some devotees mentioned to Srila Prabhupada that there is this nightclub and a lot of people come there and there is great opportunity for distributing books. It starts at 9 o'clock and goes on till 4 in the morning. And we feel inspired to go and distribute books there. Prabhupada said, you may go, but make sure you come back also. There is this dynamic tension between the spiritual energy which we are trying to infuse and the material energy which is blasting against us. And therefore, we have to be extremely conscious of how much strength and ability we have by which we can actually spread Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Name Ruchi comes first. We are intensely eager and our prayer is genuine. I want to serve. That prayer has to be followed by the action of genuinely and honestly serving with the intention to please. When we do that, the effect of Vaishnav Seva is the Vaishnavas are pleased. When they are pleased, दे शावर देयर ब्लेसिंग्स। यह सर्वलौकैक मनोभिरुच्या सौभाग्य भू काचित अकृष्टपच्य यत्रायमारोपण तुल्य काल सा प्रेम साखी फलवान अतुल्य। रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, ही वॉज सन ऑफ अ मल्टी मिलियनेयर, बट इन जगन्नाथपुरी ही डेमॉन्स्ट्रेटेड हिज टोटल ह्यूमिलिटी इन वॉन्टिंग टू सर्व द डिवोटीज। By his mood of service, all the devotees in Puri were so pleased. Saubhagya bhu kachit akrishta pachya, the blessings of the devotees acted as showers, and that shower of the devotees' mercy made the soil of his heart fertile. So therefore, the bhakti lata bij has to be planted in our heart. But the soil of our heart is irrigated, nourished by the manure and the fertilizer of the Vaishnav Kripa blessings. So therefore, the health of a plant ultimately depends on various factors, and one of the very crucial factors is the quality of the soil, how much water and other nutrients it receives, and that comes in the form of Vaishnava Kripa. And that's how Raghunath Das Goswami, his love is attributed to the fact that Saubhagya Bhu means fertile soil, Kachit Akrishta Pachya, which did not even need any kind of tilling, it was so pure, and as they say, zameen sone ki tarah hai, it is like gold. Yatrayam aropana tulya kala, at that moment when the soil is ready, fertile, rich, when the seed falls into the heart, sa prema shakhi phalavan atulya, in an instant it sprouted into a tree which gives the fruit of love. And therefore, when one is blessed by the devotees after doing Vaishnav Seva, then the effect of Vaishnav Seva is Vaishnav Kripa. Vaishnav Kripa ignites Jiva Daya, compassion within our heart towards other souls. So the compassion, the feeling of genuine compassion for other souls is not an artificial imposition. It is not a psychological adjustment. It manifests as a result of offenseless chanting and offenseless dealings and offenseless service to the devotees. So our chanting has to be offenseless. Our service to the devotees has to be offenseless, and our ultimate desire to please the devotees in dealing with them. So, sadhana, seva, sadachar, all the three are so crucial. And when all of these happen, then one ultimately manifests in the form of mercy or compassion to others. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this compassion and is feeling that pain. Iha sabara kon mate hoibe nistar? How can all these souls be delivered? Tahar hetu na dekhiye e dukkha apar. I cannot see how they will be delivered. So Srila Prabhupada experienced that same kind of compassion flowing in his heart. He could have stayed in Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar temple in those days was so peaceful, so quiet. It was ideal for bhajan. But Prabhupada is sitting there in his old age traveling between Delhi and Vrindavan, writing and trying to publish literatures. And he's sitting and writing the first canto purports. These were written in Radha Damodar temple in his quarters. One Brajavasi enters Prabhupada's room and he looks at Prabhupada writing. And then this Brajavasi looks at Srila Prabhupada and says, "Oh, you're writing with a Parker pen." Prabhupada immediately says, "Anyone who reads these purports, bhautik jagat paar kar jayega. They will cross over the material existence." So then Prabhupada took sannyas and in around 1962-63 was in the Keshavji Gaudiya Math, sitting with his godbrother in the first floor, taking prasadam. Some visitors came there and they saw Srila Prabhupada with his godbrother. They went down. Prabhupada turned to his godbrother and said, "These guests, they just came up and saw two old men sitting and eating roti. That's all they saw. But they don't know that the future of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is in the hands of one of these old men." So Prabhupada had so much of confidence and so much of faith that he is going to do something. And he followed through. And therefore the conclusion, here it is described by Prabhupada in the purport. This is Antalila, third chapter, text 50, 51, 52, 53. It's really a beautiful series of verses. And Prabhupada mentions, "One who identifies himself as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of how will these souls be delivered." If you are a follower, then you have to feel the way the master is feeling. That is the conditions apply in bhakti. And you may even say that is the problem in bhakti, or that is a challenge in bhakti. So one who identifies himself as a follower should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of how will these souls be delivered. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always anxious to deliver the fallen souls because the fallen condition gave him great unhappiness. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling this anxiety, how can we deliver them? How can we deliver them? So Haridas Thakur is trying to pacify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas kahe Prabhu chinta na koriha yavanera samsara dekhi dukha na bhaviha. My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Chinta na koriha yavanera samsara dekhi dukha na bhaviha. You should not be in distress seeing the conditions of the yavanas in the material existence, because you have the solution. So don't be in anxiety. So Prabhupada mentions in this purport, it's one of the most beautiful purports, text 52 purport of third chapter Antalila. Prabhupada says, "The consciousness of Thakur Haridas is the consciousness of a dedicated devotee, one who has given his life and soul to the Lord. What should be a bhakta's consciousness, a devotee's consciousness, is revealed in the consciousness of Haridas Thakur. Because I may say, I am a dedicated follower. But what is the symptom of a dedicated follower? What is the core symptom of dedication is revealed in this purport. So Prabhupada says 4 points in this purport. First he says, When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him, saying, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety." So when the Lord is unhappy and he is in anxiety, the devotee consoles him, saying, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety." Not that, why you are in so much anxiety? Forget your anxiety. Your anxiety is putting me into anxiety. Why are you, you know, do not be in anxiety. So Prabhupada says, when a servant tells the master, "Do not be in anxiety," this is service. It is not that do not be in anxiety and we will not do anything about it. Do not be in anxiety, we will do something about it. This is service. Right? And that's what I was sharing yesterday when I was talking to the group from South Africa and London. That 10 years ago when Radhanath Maharaj was sharing the vision of the eco-village, there was practically nobody who was too much excited about that. The congregation also was not very enthused by that idea initially. The finance committee also did not feel it's worth investing here. And the brahmacharis were quite blissful in what they were doing there in Chopadi. And Maharaj was pushing again and again. And so one day I had a conversation with him and I said, "Maharaj, congregation don't want, finance committee don't want, brahmacharis don't want. Seems like you are the only one who wants this. So if you forget the idea, life will become peaceful for everybody." So many times we feel that how to make things comfortable and avoid the anxiety. So many times in our Kartik Yatra, when we are making arrangements, Radhanath Maharaj's standing instruction to the Yatra committee is, your focus should be on devotees' experience, not on the Yatra management's expedience. Not what you can do with least effort or least anxiety. And because some kind of an adjustment will result in more anxiety for you to arrange, do not try to avoid it. If it is going to enhance devotees' experience, that must be done. So that's the first point Prabhupada mentions. When the Lord is unhappy, seeing the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him, saying, "My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service." Then second point Prabhupada mentions, everyone should adopt the cause of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. So when we come in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here on the altar, he looks so beautiful, so attractive, so enchanting. But then we should also be conscious that he is feeling anxiety for the suffering of the souls. Many times we are busy drinking the nectar of the Lord's beauty. We may forget. And that's what Sumitra tells Lakshman, that Rame Pramadam Makarshit. Let me tell you, O Lakshman, when you go to the forest, be very careful, because Ram is so bewitchingly beautiful, you may just become absorbed seeing his beauty and forget that you have seva also. Don't forget your service to the Lord because he is so beautiful. So therefore, everyone should adopt the cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. Third point Prabhupada mentions, this Prabhupada says, This is actually service to the Lord. Then third point he says, one who tries to relieve Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. So the degree of confidentiality is very much dependent on how much responsibility we are willing to take to relieve the master and the devotees of their anxiety. And therefore, confidentiality is not dependent on physical proximity. Confidentiality is dependent upon how much we understand the feelings of the ones whom we are serving. So this is the third point which Srila Prabhupada mentions. And therefore Prabhupada, when he was in India, he was surrounded by so many Indians at that point of time who were familiar with the Vaishnava culture, who were familiar with our ancient literatures. Prabhupada was in Bengal. He had so many people who spoke Bengali, but practically nobody at that point of time could actually understand his anxiety and his feelings. He tried to give the small book Easy Journey to Other Planets to one of his friends in Jhansi. And his friend said, what will I get by reading this book? Prabhupada said, you will go to the spiritual world. And his friend said, after going to spiritual world, can I come back to Jhansi? Prabhupada said, no, that is not possible. Hey, I don't want this book. So that was the kind of people he was dealing with, who were physically very close. They had relationships as friend and family members. But that is not closeness. That is not confidentiality. How much you identify yourself with the feelings of others. And so, Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who was the successor of Sridhar Maharaj, when he was a brahmachari, and he was known as Govinda Brahmachari, Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha, Prabhupada would take him along with him to preach. And Govinda Brahmachari, who would say that, I don't know how to preach. Prabhupada said, you don't worry, you just come. And Prabhupada would take him, and then Prabhupada would make him sit on the Vyasasana. And he would say, I don't even know to give a lecture, why you are making me sit on the Vyasasana? Prabhupada would say, people in Kolkata respect saffron. So you sit on the Vyasasana. And Prabhupada would sit below, and he would ask him to sing Radha Madhava or whatever initial kirtan. And after he would finish kirtan, then Prabhupada in the audience would turn towards the audience and give whole lecture. And the audience was also getting like bewildered over what's going on here. And then after the lecture, Prabhupada would tell the audience, go and take Ashirvad. So Prabhupada was in the mood of servant of the servant. And he was conscious of the mission all through his grihastha responsibilities. And therefore, he got so empowered. And so Prabhupada went and, you know, spent quality time writing and distributing these books. And therefore, although Srila Prabhupada began preaching in the West, and at some point of time Prabhupada came back to India, and he wanted to establish Krishna consciousness in India. And Srila Prabhupada at that point of time had practically majority of the disciples all from the West. Prithu Prabhu is sitting here with us. He is one of the pioneers who took great pains to preach in India, traveling in buses to preach Krishna consciousness in India. So at that point of time, India, ISKCON, did not have congregations. There were only a few Indian devotees who got connected to Srila Prabhupada and took initiation. Not even 20 to 30 Indian disciples Prabhupada may have had. And out of that also, majority of them got connected to Prabhupada in other countries. So in the period between 1971 to 77, when Prabhupada was in India, practically hardly any Indian disciples were there. But Prabhupada invested majority of the Lakshmi in building temples in Mumbai, Vrindavan and Mayapur. Infrastructure right from scratch with design was developed only in India. 5,000 plus disciples from all countries Prabhupada had. But to their credit, none of them questioned Srila Prabhupada. All the money is being raised by distributing books in different countries of the world and by devotees who do not belong to India. Why are you investing all the money in India? They did not ask that question because they understood that Srila Prabhupada has a mission, and they surrendered. And they were distributing books by the thousands and raising money in different parts of the world. And with that money, which was distributed in very, very harsh climatic conditions of the winters of December and January, that money was brought. And with that money, the marble of Juhu Temple, the Vrindavan temple construction and Mayapur land and all of those projects could be developed. And therefore, we should never forget the great service which has been done by all of these devotees, because of which in India we are able to taste Krishna consciousness thanks to the effort of so many devotees who pioneered by accepting Srila Prabhupada's anxiety as their own. So we should offer our gratitude to all of them. So now we see that in India, thousands and thousands of devotees have got connected. Every month you get invitation for a temple opening. You know, temple opening has become like invitation for prasad. Can you come to our house for prasad? Like that. You know, one temple is opening here, one temple is opening there. But all that was possible because, as Prabhupada says, everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. And one who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. And therefore Prabhupada then, at this point, the fourth point which he makes in this purport is very interesting, which reveals his heart. Because at that time when Prabhupada was preaching, he was also receiving various comments and feedback from his godbrothers. And Prabhupada, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was written in 72-74 period, when contrasting with the pleasure of spreading of a movement, you can still never discount the pain one feels when one is misunderstood. And so you cannot miss those emotions of Srila Prabhupada, which is very clearly demonstrated. And then Prabhupada says, to blaspheme such a devotee who's trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense, Prabhupada says. And then we may think, oh, this is very heavy. So then Prabhupada goes one step further and he says, one who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy. So, Srila Prabhupada is very much pained with various ways in which his efforts were misunderstood and he did not receive too much of support at that point of time. And therefore, Prabhupada is writing this beautiful purport here that Haridasa kahe prabhu chintana koriha yavanera samsara dekhi dukkhana bhaviha. That, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Why? Because mahapreme bhakta kahe harama harama yavaner bhagya dekhe sai sai nama. And what devotees get benefit by chanting Haram, He Ram, same thing, the Yavanas also, when they say Haram, they get the benefit because that is how powerful your holy name is. So therefore, you do not have to be in anxiety because the gift which you have brought of distributing the holy name is so powerful, it will just take care of all of Kali Yuga's problems and relieve everybody of their sins and suffering. You do not have to be in anxiety. And I will support your mission by absorbing myself in chanting of that holy name. Mandirera chakra deki karaha pranam pratidin asi ami prasadanna. And Mahaprabhu says, you sit here, keep looking at the chakra and chant, I will take care of your prasadam every day. So therefore, one of Mahaprabhu's mission was that Nicha Shudra Dwara Kore Dharmera Prakash Sanyasi Pandit Ganer Korite Garvanash Nicha Shudra Dwara Kore Dharmera Prakash. Mahaprabhu wanted to humble the sannyasi and the brahmanas and very explicitly establish that Krishna consciousness and the ability to serve and please Krishna is not the prerogative of either your skills or your social status. It is available for each and every soul. Sanyasi Pandita Ganer Korite Garvanash Neecha Shudra Dwara Kore Dharmera Prakash. So Mahaprabhu specifically chose various personalities from socially challenged conditions and empowered them, saying that everybody has the opportunity. Haridasa Dwara Nama Mahatmya Prakash Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas. And therefore Thakur Haridas was chosen. Although coming from a non-Hindu family, he was chosen to be the emblem of chanting of the holy names. Nama Mahatmya Prakash. And therefore, this is our great gift which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. And I'll end with Srila Jiva Goswami's vision for Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, which he mentioned way back in 1534. So Vishwa means international. Right? Vaishnav Sabha means society. So international society was conceived by Jiva Goswami in 1534 itself. Much before he came to Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan only in 1541 and he departed in 1616. Rupa and Sanatan came to Vrindavan 1516, but Sanatan Goswami was the first to depart in 1558 and Rupa Goswami in 1564. Gopal Bhatt Goswami in 1578 and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami in 1579. Raghunath Das Goswami departed as the Govindev temple was being constructed in 1584. So Jiva Goswami outlived all the other Goswamis. And he was the most instrumental in establishing the Vaishnav Siddhanta, personally composed 400,000 verses. There is a department of Jiva Goswami in Banaras Hindu University. And apart from that, he was instrumental in getting the first land grant from Akbar through Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, because Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was the priest of the Rajput kings. And therefore Mahaprabhu inspired Tapan Mishra to go back from Bangladesh to Banaras. Why? Mahaprabhu had a plan. Because the priests of Banaras would become the gurus of the Rajputs. So Tapan Mishra was the guru of the Rajputs. His son Raghunath Bhatt became the guru for both Todarmal and Man Singh. And Jiva Goswami was the strategist who would advise Raghunath Bhatt Goswami what to do now. And thanks to that strategy, ultimately, the first land was granted in the name of a deity of Govinda Dev and Madan Mohan in 1564. And that was very historic. And from that point onwards, Jiva Goswami was the main player who created that transformation in that period. From the time Akbar came, 1556, Akbar's reign began, all the way till Akbar departed in 1606, Vrindavan experienced the golden period. And the main person who made it happen was Srila Jiva Goswami. So today evening, 4 to 5, we will have a discourse from Dr. Ravi Gupta, Radhika Raman Prabhu, who has done his PhD on 2 to 3 verses of Jiva Goswami. One small section from Jiva Goswami verse and works becomes topic of PhD in Oxford. So you can imagine how many PhDs are possible with 400,000 verses. So he gave the blueprint for how an international, how a Vaishnav society should function. And he mentioned, you know, 6 mandalis should be made in Vaishnav society, or groups, or service opportunities. First he says, Manada Mandali. Manada Mandali means honoring committee. So honoring committee means one who are engaged and one who are inspired in honoring the deity and honoring the Vaishnavas. That means deity worship and Vaishnav Seva. Archana and Vaishnav Seva. So a group of devotees should be engaged like that. Manada Mandali. Second, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prachara Mandali. And he says, 3 kinds of prachar he recommended, or preaching. First, Naam Prachar. That means Naam and Kirtan Prachar, which is discourses, traveling around and chanting the holy names, like that. So both Harinam and Harikatha description. Second, he says Shastra Prachar. Shastra Prachar means acquiring, preserving, publishing and distribution of Vaishnav texts. And along with that, research into the history of those books and the authors. This is known as Shastra Prachar. So at Bhaktivedanta Research Center, we are doing this. And I was shocked to know that in the 50s and 60s, wheat was imported from America to India. And in reciprocation, apart from Lakshmi which was given, some other remuneration was also exchanged by India in exchange for the wheat. And those were Sanskrit scripts in the thousands were sent to America, and now they are lying in the libraries in New York, in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in many of these libraries. And we are happy to share that recently we have inaugurated Bhaktivedanta Research Center in New York City with the specific task of collecting all of these literatures and making their copies, digitizing it and making it available for everyone in public. And within the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prachar Mandali, Naam Prachar, Shastra Prachar, third is Shastra Shiksha. And Jiva Goswami recommends creation of programs for systematic study of bhakti literature. Like our Vidyapit and what we are doing, Bhakti Shastri Bhakti Vaibhav program. So this is the second mandali, which is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prachar Mandali. Manada Mandali, Prachar Mandali. Third is Jigyasa Mandali, which is described as investigative committee. Now you may think, oh, investigative committee? Some scandal or something? What is investigative committee or Jigyasa Mandali? Very important. Jigyasa Mandali is what? We have heard Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And sometimes when we are dealing with people's problems, then it becomes Athato Bhayankar Jigyasa. But what is this Jigyasa? He says, evaluating the character, the background, the character and nature of a candidate before assigning a service to him in the Vaishnava society. And this mandali is hugely absent, I would say, in our society at the current moment. Evaluating the character, background and nature of a candidate before assigning a service. Fourth, he says, Utsav Mandali. Utsav Mandali was basically a festival committee for arranging celebrations on various holidays. So this is something, the previous one, Jigyasa Mandali, is very beautiful. Like Prabhupada's disciple Haridas Prabhu, he's in Juhu. He's coming from pickpocket background. He was like a criminal on the street and he has joined and has become initiated. He comes to Prabhupada and he says, I cannot sleep at night. Because before becoming devotee, I was active all night in my criminal activities. So I see that in Juhu at night, only two people are awake. You and me. That Prabhupada is awake, writing all the books, and he is awake and he says, I don't know what to do. So, Prabhupada said, well, don't be morose, we have service for everybody. He said, but Prabhupada, I don't know Shastra, I don't know scripture, I don't know anything, all night what will I do? Prabhupada said, when I am writing and giving translations and purports, lot of dogs are around this land and they are barking all night. And the sound of that barking enters into the dictaphone. And it creates a disturbance for the devotee who is transcribing next day. You know, Prabhupada's voice is there. And then in the background, the dog's barking is there. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. So next two, three words are missed. So the transcriber doesn't know what what Prabhupada spoke in those four words. So Prabhupada said, take a stick and keep chasing the dogs all night. So he was sharing his realization that Prabhupada could engage Giriraj Maharaj, who came from an aristocratic, wealthy family, in the service in the same Juhu temple, and Prabhupada could engage me, who was coming from a pickpocket background, also in service. So this is a very crucial element of how, because today ISKCON is filled with talent. How do we engage that talent in Krishna's service? It's a huge responsibility of the leadership. So Utsav Mandali is festival, and fifth is Pashand Dalan Mandali. I think it is self-explanatory. Pashand Dalan. And that doesn't mean going and punching somebody. Right? We had a devotee who had set up book table in one town nearby, and a group of, you know, gundas came there, and the leader of them held his, you know, neck, and he said, with whose permission have you tried selling these books here? This devotee was also coming from a little Kshatriya background. So he thought this is a good opportunity and gave a big slap to this fellow. The guy went flying and fell down, turned around, looked at him with anger and went away. So this devotee had no fear. He was coming from an army background and everything. But the other brahmacharis became afraid and looked at him and said, Are Baba, you have attacked him like this. You are Fauji, we are Mauji. We cannot defend ourselves. Maybe he'll come back next day. And next day, this guy came with a whole group of people. And when the brahmacharis saw that, one of them said, I have cooking to do. He went. Another guy went. Another guy went, and only this devotee again was standing alone. And this group came, and the leader of them looked at him and said, you are the one who slapped me yesterday? He said, yes. He took out 200 rupees and said, can you give me 2 Gitas? Now, we may think, is this Pashand Dalan Mandali? No. So he says, first of all, we have to understand our own philosophy in detail. And then make a rational defense of bhakti against arguments that were opposed to the conclusions of Vaishnavism. So, a few people should be trained in this who can defend. Like for example, way back in 2002, Madhva Sampradaya scholars have uploaded a whole article on the internet saying how this Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition has nothing to do with Madhva Sampradaya and how ISKCON's claims of their connection with Madhva Sampradaya is bogus. It is there in the public space since last 18 years. ISKCON devotees themselves don't know. And we are going around saying, we are part of Madhva. They are saying, you are not part of us. So you need somebody to defend that and deal with that. You know, so finally, Kummatha Kalanal, one beautiful book has been written by one of my friends who is in the Gaudiya line. He was with us before, now he is with another Gaudiya Sampradaya line. And this thick book he has written called Kummatha Kalanal, but it is in Hindi. So I'm trying to find someone who can actually translate it into English with all this rational defense against arguments. And arguments are made how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's being the supreme is not correct. Questions are raised about Radharani's existence. So there are a lot of opportunities for service for those who want to be engaged in this kind of defense. And sixth is Bhakti Anushthana Mandali. devotional practice committee or those who maintain ancient sacred places, those who build new temples, and who explore new areas to establish centers for Krishna consciousness. So exploration of new areas, after you explore new areas, you build new temple and you also maintain the old temples. Bhakti Anushthana Mandali. So all the various segments of different varieties of devotees are captured in this beautiful analysis by Srila Jiva Goswami, elaborated upon by Srila Saraswati Thakur. And this was officially noted on 5th February 1919, the appearance day of Vishnupriya Devi in the form of establishment of Sri Vishwa Vaishnav Raja Sabha. And Sri Vishwa Vaishnav Raja Sabha was established by Srila Saraswati Thakur at 1 Ultadanga Junction Road, Gaudiya Math, first establishment in Kolkata, which by Srila Prabhupada's and Mahaprabhu's grace has now come to ISKCON 6 months ago. And work has started in that, and the GBCs of Kolkata are very much wanting to offer it as a museum for the entire world and also to unite the Gaudiya family. And the next year, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, the Ultadanga Junction monument will be offered in the form of a museum. And the Honorable Chief Minister of West Bengal has also declared Ultadanga Junction as a monument of cultural heritage and importance for rest of eternity. So therefore, as we are celebrating Srila Jiva Goswami Pad's disappearance day, we can offer a prayer of gratitude that so much of effort which he has taken to write these literatures, and to Srila Prabhupada, who helped us understand all of these literatures by translating it into English language. May we be empowered to continue practicing this process and trying to assist in the mission and to relieve Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas of their anxiety which they are feeling in sharing Krishna consciousness with the rest of the world. So today evening, today of course from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, the team of Hari Priya Mataji and Premanjan Prabhu and others who are leading the Vrindavan Yatra tours will take Vrindavan Parikrama. And at 4 o'clock we'll have a talk by Radhika Raman Prabhu, Dr. Ravi Gupta, on Srila Jiva Goswami Pad's contributions and his specific significance in what he has done. And from 5 to 6:30 p.m. we'll have a talk by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj on the birth and the appearance and activities and pastimes from the life of Srila Jiva Goswami. 6:30 we'll have Yamuna Aarti. After Yamuna Aarti, we will have a Pushpanjali and Aarti in Radha Damodar Mandir, courtyard, in memory of Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. So it's an action-packed day with absolutely no room for Maya if we remain absorbed in that consciousness. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.